Sa pamamagitan ng Vietnamese Community TV, ipinahayag ni incoming Independent MP Dai Ly ang kanyang pasasalamat sa lahat ng bumoto para mailuklok ito sa pwesto bilang Member of Parliament sa Southwestern Sydney sa Division of Fowler. Tinalo ni Dai Ly ang kandidato ng Labor na si Christina Kennelly at ang Division ng Fowler ay kilalang tahanan ng may laking Vietnamese. Sabi ni Ly, ang pagkaluklok nito bilang MP ay sumasalamin na mayaman ang kultura ng bansa at isang malaking karangalan na isa ito sa kakatawan sa parlamento.
At the polling booths, people have said to me from all walks of life and from all cultures have said to me, you're one of us, you're part of the community, we're backing you. So that was very heartwarming for me. That yes, I am of Vietnamese heritage and a refugee, but a lot of people can relate to me and they know that I can relate to their journeys and their stories.
Pero hindi nag-iisa si Dai Ly na may background ng Asian Australian na kakatawan sa parlamento sa Canberra sa unang pagkakataon. Kasama nito ang bagong Labor MP ni si Sally Sito, nakakatawan naman sa Western Sydney sa Reid na may lahing Chinese. Kabilang din si Sam Lim na tubong Malaysia at dating police officer at ngayon ay kakatawan sa parlamento sa Western Australia sa tangi sa Labor. Sa kabila ng umaabot na 16% ang populasyon ng mga Asian Australian sa bansa, base sa datos ng 2016 census, kulang pa din ang representasyon nito sa parlamento. Subalit ang pagkakaupo ng iilan ngayon sa pwesto matapos ang halalan ay simula ng pagbabago. Ayon yan kay Erin Chu, na co-founder ng Asian Australian Alliance Advocacy Network.
The good news, first of all, is that there is a doubling of numbers of Asian Australians who will enter Parliament from the 2019 election to now. And that is what we call progress. But it shouldn't be considered as the peak, nor should it be considered as we have achieved it. It should only be considered as the start of more to come.
Umaasa naman si MP Dai Ly na ang pagsabak nila sa politika ngayon ay makakahikayat sa iba na mula sa ibang lahi dito sa bansa na subukan din ang politika para kakatawan at magserbisyo.
A lot of people of diverse backgrounds are very hesitant to step into those leadership roles, and in particular politics, because politics in Australia is very adversarial and it's predominantly male dominated and predominantly male of Anglo-Celtic or Anglo-Saxon background that are in our parliament. So, you know, if you don't have somebody there that really, that you can look to and say, oh look, they've done it, I can give it a go. If you don't have, be it a person with disability, be it a person of coloured background, if you don't have that, then it's less likely people would kind of aspire to those positions.
Lumabas sa kakatapos lang na eleksyon, marami ang bilang ng mga babaeng independent na kandidato na pinalitan ang mga kandidato ng liberal at malakas na partido. Kagaya nila Zoe Daniel at Monique Ryan sa Melbourne, Allegra Spender, Sophie Scamps at Kilia Tink sa Sydney. Ang mga nanalong kandidatong ito ay may mga plataforma na nakatuon sa climate change, integridad sa politika at gender equality. Ayon kay Kilia Tink na tinalo ang kandidato ng liberal na si Trent Zimmerman para kakatawan sa North Sydney, ang kanyang pagpunta sa parlamento ay puno ng misyon.
I'm very clear. The people of North Sydney are sending me to Canberra to get faster action on climate, to support the establishment of an integrity commission and to bring a greater level of integrity to federal politics, to look at how our economy is being geared so that we are forward-focused and we have a planned transition which is equitable for all, and to address the fundamental issues of inequality in our country, whether that's gender inequality, First Nations issues, or the way we treat asylum seekers. And on that, can I just say, I am so excited that North Sydney's voice will be part of the reason that the Billawilla family gets to go home.
Layunin ng mga bagong nanalong kandidato na mula sa magkakaibang lahi at kultura na baguhin ang takbo ng buong parlamento. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Ariana Lucente at Richel Harrison Please na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.